Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Erica calling in from Family First Care, calling in regards to
Yes,
COVID.
hi. Yeah, hi, Dada.
Hi, yes, I'm following up with you regarding the rate. Give me one second, let me just do the calculations for you.
Okay. That hasn't.
Okay, so what we have, what we can do is we can do 13 an hour for 112 hours, so it will be 13 an hour for 40 hours, and then 19.50 for 72 hours, time and a half for one caregiver. And then for the second caregiver, they'll be doing 56 hours. We can do 15 an hour for 40 hours, and then it would be
22.50. You told me before that. You told me that rate before. You said if it's 8 hours times 7 is 56, it's going to be $15, and overtime is $22.50. And it's for 16 hours, 112 hours times 56. Okay. And you told me that one is going to be $13, and overtime you said 22. Now you said it's 19.
Because time and a half. So you get time and a half after 40 hours. So 13 divided by 2. Let's see here. It's 650. So you do 13 plus 650, which will make it 1950.
Okay.
So do you want to proceed or?
So this is exactly what you told me before.
Because I know you told me you wasn't sure about the hours.
Yes, so if we do 12-12 is not good, yeah? 12-12 is both of us are going to get a $13. Yeah?
So if you guys do, so if you want to split it evenly, if you do 84 hours each,
yeah.
Let me see what it will be. One moment. Give me one second.
Okay.
So if the hours are split up 84-84, we can do 12.75 for the first 40, and then time and a half for the 44 hours will be 19.
No, that's not good. That's not good. I think 8 and 16 is the best, isn't it?
Say that again?
I think 8 hours, and if we divided 8 hours and 16 hours is the best.
So you want to do the 112 and the 56 hours?
Yeah, I think this is the best because it has to be 56 hours to we can get 15, yes? 16 hours and less, we can get 15, yes?
Let me double check.
But I think Daily Dove, they gave us $25 overtime, $25.50. I have to call them.
One second. Hi, so I'm sorry. So I spoke with my supervisor again to go over the location and the hours. And unfortunately, it was dropped down to 12.25 for the 112 hours. And then it will be $18 time and a half for the 72 hours. And then for the 56 hours, it will be dropped down to 14 and 21.
Why is that? Why you drop it out? Why you drop it?
Because of the county, the insurance doesn't pay us high enough for us to do the 15.
So that one is 14, and the overtime is going to be
$21 and some change.
21. Okay. And for 112 is going to be
12.25, and then 18 and some change for the 72 hours. So with the 72 hours alone, he's making at least 1,200 just for that. So it's almost 2,000 just for the 112 a week.
Okay, and for that. Okay, is 12.75, and the other one is 18.72. Yes.
It's 12.25, and the other is.
Oh, 12.25,
yes.
Not 75.
With time
okay.
and a half,
25.
It'll be $18. So it's 12.25 for 40 hours, and then 18 for 72 hours, and then for the 56 hours, it'll be 14. For the 40 hours and 21 for the 16 hours.
So that one, how much is per week?
Say that again.
For the 8 hours, it's going to be 56 hours.
Yes.
How much is going to be weekly? How much is going to be weekly?
Weekly, you're making about 1,000. Let me double check. You're estimated about like $900 a week.
$900 a week. Estimated $900. Okay, so, and the other one is going to be 2,000, around 2,000, yeah?
So, yeah, so if you do 1225 times 40, it will be 490, and then roughly around 490. And then if you do the 18 an hour times 72, it'll be $1,296. So it's roughly $1,600 to $1,700 a week.
16?
Yes, it'll be 1,600 a week.
Okay, 1,600.
Because you're adding
weekly.
Both the hours with the time and a half.
Okay.
So do you want to give me a call back to let me know what you decide?
Yes, I am going to. Yeah, I am going to call you back because with this, still they can, if they take some taxes, isn't it? That means 900. It might be just maybe 600, and that 16 is it might be 1,400. Yeah, something like that. Yes.
I don't think the state takes out that much tax. I think it's, I would have to look at the percentage online to see what the Pennsylvania state tax is.
Yes,
percentage.
Could you please, yes.
And
also, I have a question. Even in case we go out of state for less than a month, do we still can time in, time out, yes?
No, it would have to be, if you're going to go out of the state, you have to let your service coordinator know so she can update the address so we can still bill it.
Yeah.
But if you don't update
the
address, then we're not able to bill and we're not able to pay.
Yeah, I know. Because I remember we were telling the service coordinator and they fixed it for us. And until we were the other place, we could just time in, time out regularly, and they were paying us. And when we came back, I was calling them, and they fixed it again.
Okay.
You have the same?
Yeah, we have the same.
Okay. And in case if we miss to time in or time out, or we go the longer to time out, something like that, you have some program so we can you...
We have timesheets you can fill out.
Timesheet, okay. Okay. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so
no
much.
No problem.
Did I talk to Jasmine or Harley?
You spoke to Jasmine and me. My name is Erica.
Oh, you are Erica.
Yeah, so
okay,
when you decide, you can give me
Erica.
A call back at this number
mm-hmm.
so we can see if you want to move forward with our agency or not, okay?
Okay, so Jasmine or Erica is 7423.
Yes.
Yes? Okay, but 7410, what is this one?
7410 is Jasmine, 7423 is me.
23 is Erica. Okay, so who was Harley?
Who did you speak to?
Harley is, I think Harley, it was HR, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. I will call you
back.
Okay,
no problem. You have a great one.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.